there are some loose ends I wanted to focus on, especially relating to some of the yesodos of yesterday, but I think first we should finish the tosis and just to know that we did that. Time permitting, we'll be able to revisit some of the points from yesterday's year. Okay, so the Gemara tries a couple of suggestions to try to explain to us why you should be chayiv if you motzi from shisa yachid to shisa rabin via a karmelis, via a makam tour. Hechash gachna, the Gemara asks. The Nazai holds mahalach ka'omei dami. So you putter based on that. The chachamim, and apparently even, as Tos explained, even if you find it b'mishkan, but Manasseh can still say mahalach ka'omei dami, I have to explain that. The chachamim who say l'maisa that you are chayiv, how can you be chayiv? Hechash gachna. The Gemara tries to explain it based on the chiyuv that we find by Dalai Lama's Rishus Rabim, either after the four Amis or the very fact that until you get to four Amis, you pater. The Gemara says neither of those cases are good proof because those cases is considered a makom chiyuv in a sense vis-a-vis that you'd be chayiv or someone else would be chayiv. They put it down here. Whereas a stav is a makom tour for everybody. So the Gemara therefore says another possibility. Ella. The Gemara says, "Mita dahavi amotzi mishus ayachid mishus arabim derech tzidei mishus arabim." If you're motzi derech tzidei mishus arabim, Rashi explains what's the example. So this is really a mission in Erevin. Chatzah shenifrats mishus arabim. The Havi Makom Hamachitza Tzidei Rishus Arabim. Rashi tells us, "Upligi Baravelezev Rabbanan BeErvin Perikol Gagos." The Ami Rabbanan, the Lav Kishus Arabim Damu. So the Machitza of the Chatzer collapses, and the area that the Machitza once stood at is now open for the Rishus Arabim people to walk on that area that once was the Machitza of the Chatzer. The question is, it's not like they walk there regularly, but they do sometimes find their way on that point, which is, again, that used to be the marker itself. And the Chachamim say that it's not really Rishus HaRabim, even though, again, it could happen that the Bnei Rishus HaRabim go there, but that's not L'maisa Rishus HaRabim. Okay. And the Gemara's point is, and yet, despite the fact that the Chachamim hold that this is not called Rishus HaRabim, Tzidei Rishus HaRabim is not considered Rishus HaRabim, nevertheless, the halacha is that if you go Rishus HaYachid Rishus HaRabim Derech Sham, then you'll be Chayiv. How does the Gemara know that? That we'll have to see. Tosis is going to raise the question. The Mishnah says as follows, Tzadi Dalet and Ervin, Chatzah Shenifritza Rishus HaRabim Hamachnis Mitocha Rishus HaYachid and Rishus HaYachid L'Tocha Chayiv to Rav Elezer. Rav Elezer treats it like a Rishus HaRabim, and therefore if you Machnis or Motzi from it to Rishus HaYachid or back, you'd be Chayiv. The Chum say no, Mitocha Rishus HaRabim Rishus HaRabim L'Tocha part of Neshik Karmelis. The Chum say that its status is a Karmelis, it's therefore not considered like Rishus HaRabim. Okay, says the Gemara, Midi Dehavi, Amot Mishus Yachid, Rishus HaRabim, Derech Tzid Rishus HaRabim, Hossam, Rav, Afagab, Di Imanach, Leia Tzid Rishus HaRabim, Patur. If you would put it down in that point where it's Tzid Rishus HaRabim, so we say it's not considered a Rishus HaRabim, so you'd be Patur. And nonetheless, v'chimanachay b'shus harabim, when you would continue on and put it down b'shus harabim, chayiv. Hachinami loshna. So too, in the case of the stav, you'd be chayiv, even though you didn't go directly to b'shus harabim, you went through the stav. Same exact case, in other words, in a sense, it's a karmelis, harik a karmelis, just like the stav. And you see clearly that you're chayiv. Again, the question is obvious, how does the Gemara know this? But the nicer, the Gemara knows it, therefore that's the muscle that we use to explain our case as well. Maskef lo Rav Papa. Says, Rav Papa, you're getting involved with the machokes in the Mishnah there. Hanichel lo Rabbana. The Amri, Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, Rav Kishus HaRabim Dami. Elo Rav Elezer, that's the gear so we're supposed to have. Rav Elezer, not Lez Ben Yaakov. The Amat, Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, Kishus HaRabim Dami, Ma'ikel Omeima. The very same Mishnah gives us the other Shita. Rav Elezer says that you can Yichayiv, if you take it from there to Shisa Yachid or from Shisa Yachid to that area. Now, Sidri Shisa Rabim, according to Rav Elazar, has a din of Shisa Rabim. So then you've lost your mashal, you've lost your case. The Gemara answers, no, we can accommodate him as well. You have to know what the big kasha is, Umaysa. I mean, all we need to do is explain the Braisa. Benazi and the Rabbanah argue about the case of stuff. And when you go via a stuv, and according to the chachamim, you'd be chayiv. So for all we know, the chachamim hold like the chachamim over there. And what's the big problem? What's the kasha hanicha l'rabbanan? Okay, so that's all you need. You're trying to explain the rabbanan the barbrises. So the rabban here are like the rabbanan over there. For some reason, the gemara doesn't want it to get involved with the machlokas. So according to Rabbi Elazar, ma'iko meimar. So here the Gemara says, Amale Rav Acha Bei Davika. He says to Rav Papa, there is a way to accommodate Rav Elazar as well, because we can distinguish between the cases, namely, as he says, Eimer Deshamet Le Rav Elazar Da Amar. Sidur Shusam Kishisa Rabim Dami. When does Rav Elazar say that its status of Sidur Shusam is like Kishisa Rabim? Hecha Deleka Chifufe. The case in Erevin is a case of Leka Chifufe. Chifufe means what? Rashi says, Noatzim Yesedos Ketanos Ufnei Akoso Sheyachufu Shamagolos Ukronos Lo Yachufu Bekoso V'yapiluhu. In other words, let's say you have a wall that's abutting Rishus HaYachid and you don't want the wall to collapse, so you don't want the wagons and the animals to get too close, so you put these little pegs on the wall so that it creates a buffer so they won't knock the wall down. So in the case of the Tidur Rishus HaRabim that's discussed in Erevin, it's not that way. The wall collapsed already. It's not Chifufe. So there's no barrier, no obstacle. So it could be that the only machlokes that we have over there, that Rav Elazar considers it to be Rishus HaRabim, in fact, is because it's Leka Chifufe. But suppose we have the Ika Chifufe, if you have a case where there's these pegs on the wall, that's again the edge of Rishus HaYachid, and right next to that's Rishus HaRabim. So that's again a Tzidi Rishus HaRabim where Ika Chifufe. So who says Rav Elazar would disagree, and he would agree, in other words, that its status is not Rishus HaRabim? I guess because you have less likely that people are going to move there and walk there, so it doesn't have the din of Rishus HaRabim. Therefore, it can be very much comparable to the case of the stuff, and therefore we accommodate everybody, and we have a raya that you could be chayiv even though you went derech stuff, because the same thing as going derech sidur shus harabim when you again emad sham, right? Which ikachifufe, that would be the case that we're talking about. Ikachifufe, that you'd be chayiv according to everybody, even though you went through an area which is a kamos. Even though I went to near the Kamala, because even Rabbi Elazar agrees that's not considered a Rishus HaRabim. Okay, that's the Gemara. Okay, let's see Tosus. Number one, Midi Dehavi, the first Tosus of the three. Midi Dehavi, Atside Rishus HaRabim, Fektosus V'im Tomer. Ma Poshut Lo An Yoser Derech Tzide Rishus HaRabim Miderech Stav. What is Tosus' question? Obvious. We don't know the halacha by Stav. That's what we're asking. Why would you be Chayiv? So what do you bring as an example? Midi Dehavi Atzide Rishus HaRabim. What do you know over there? How do you know you'd be chayiv over there? It's the same question. The earlier attempts in the Gemara are valid, because we know the halacha is by Dalet Amis that you can walk four Amis, you can walk another two, you can put it down, you're chayiv. You can walk exactly four, you can put it down, you're chayiv. That's the din of Hilchos HaGemira law, Dalet Amis. But when it comes to this, the Gemara has this Midi Dehavi, which doesn't seem to necessarily be necessarily so pashut. Why does the Gemara assume that it's true? So Tosa says, why do we assume it so? Why is it more pashutas? The Yeshu Omar. The derech bayis sheyesh lefanav tzadim v'chein haya mistama b'mishka. Normally, that's the way it is when you have a house. So there's sides around it, which is, you could say, the equivalent of Tzidei Rishus HaRabim. In other words, the house is Rishus HaYachid, and then the area right neighboring the house is what you could call Tzidei Rishus HaRabim. It's again that in between zone between the Rishus HaYachid, the house, and the Rishus HaRabim, which is the formal path of Rishus HaRabim. This is sort of, again, it's Maybe it means your house is a little bit brought in from the actual marker, so it's brought further back. But Lamaisa, now the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim people have technically access to that extra couple of feet. Tosfos says Mistama was that way in Mishkan as well. So what this Tosfos is saying essentially is Echein Hayim Mistama b'Mishkan, at least for the Rabbanan. We'll see soon about Benazai. Tosfos is going to ultimately say that Benazai also accepts the fact that it was that way in Mishkan. We'll have to explain soon. That's the third Tosfos. But at least for now, for the Chachamim, the Gemara is assuming that you'd be chayav because Mistama, that when they brought the stuff to the Machane Leviyah, which was Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, to Moshe, and they went from their tents. So how did they go? They went, in fact, derech, see the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, because derech bayis yeshu fan of studim bechinayim mistam b'mishka. Again, we'll see soon about Benazai, but this is the point. It's pashut because that was in fact what must have happened. Okay. So now the Gemara wants this to work even for Avilezer. That Sidi Rishus Rabbim, even for Avilezer, there's the case that we have that we're discussing is a case that it's not Rishus Rabbim. What makes it different? Because a case in Erevin would be a case of what? Where there's no Chifufe, that's why he treats it as Rishus Rabbim. The wall claps. In a case where you have Chifufe, there it wouldn't be Rishus Rabbim according to anybody. Even Avilezer agrees. Tema, Fektosis, how does this Gemara square with the Sugyan Erevin? In other words, what comes out of our Gemara is that Rav Elezer would agree that that is not considered Rosh Hashanah Rabbim if there are Chifufet, there are these little pegs. Tosis brings the Gemara in Erevin. The Gemara asks, Parich, the Lithlog with Rosh Hashanah Rabbim the Alma. The Gemara there in the middle of the Shaka B'Tayyah, in the Machlokas, Lezer Rabbanan, the Gemara identifies the Machlokas, explains that the Machlokas is the original Gemara. All the other possibilities, the Gemara says, no, we buy the same of the Tzidah Rosh Hashanah Rabbim Kamifligi, the Rav Elezer Sav of Tzidah Rosh Hashanah Rabbim Kishu Rosh Hashanah Rabbim Damu, Rabban Sav of Tzidah Rosh Hashanah Rabbim Lav Kishu Rosh Hashanah Rabbim Damu. Gabi Shabbos, we have a Machlokas where Tzidah Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is like Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. In fact, the Gemara, V'lifrog, B'Tzidah Rosh Hashanah Rabbim De Alma. So what does that mean? The Alma? What does it mean? Tosfos explains. V'amai perush, v'amai pligi b'chatzish nifritza. So you want to talk about Tzidah Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, why do you have to construct this particular case of a chatzish nifritza, that the wall came down? You can have all kinds of cases without chatzir, just stum. It's an area that's, again, it's abutting the Rosh Hashanah Yachid, it's not the main street of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. It technically, you know, you could cross right into that if you're walking Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. See the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. What do you need dafka the case of chatzir to discuss this machlokas? To which the Gemara answers, and I read from the Gemara now. E ifgugu but see the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim bi alma hava amrinan ki prigi rabban aled Rav Elezer hani mili echadika chifufe. We want to talk about the case of Chatzir, because the Chatzir case is Lekach Chifufei, and we want you to realize that the Chachamim hold what they hold, that it's not considered Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, even though it's Lekach Chifufei. Even though it's much easier when people could go right there, the wall came down, and the Rabbanan still hold what they hold, that it's not considered Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. As Tosfos quotes it, Mishani Iyavi Prigi Bi'alma Havamina Ki Prigi Rabbanan Hanu Mechadika Chifufei. If you speak about a case of a standard case of Chifufei, that's where the Chachamim say that it's not like Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Alecha Dereka Chifufei Modu, that they should agree that it's Rosh Hashanah Rabbim Kamash Mala. So it sounds like the Chiluk the Gemara makes of Chifufei versus not Chifufei is within whose Shita? Within who? That you might think that there's a difference. The Gemara says, Havamina, you think that there's a difference. Not that there is, but you think there's a difference within who? Mm-hmm. Within the Rabbanan. That the Chachamim might be Moda if a case like the Chatzar case, where the wall came down to it, it's like a Chifufei, so there's more reason to think that it should count as Rishus Rabbim, Kamash, when the Rabbanan say it's not. But vis-a-vis Rav Elezer, the Gemara doesn't make any difference. In other words, Rav Elezer's Shita is going to be that it's that status of this is considered to be Rosh Hashanah Rabbim in all cases. That's the sense you get from reading the Gemara in Erevin. And what does the Gemara say by us? That Rav Elazar is moda in a case where he only said it in the case of like that case of the chutzer. There's ikach lekachi fufei. There's no pegs. That's where he says it's Rishus Harabim. That's what our Gemara is saying. That he would agree that Sidi Rishus Harabim in a case where there are pegs is not considered like Rishus Harabim. But that's not what the Gemara sounds like. The Gemara sounds like the Gemara says, why do we discuss the case of chutzer? Why not call about normal case of Sidi Rishus Harabim? Because otherwise you might think the Chacham would be moda over here, that in this case maybe it would be considered Rishus Harabim. So we want us to realize that the Chachamim argue over here as well. But the Rav Elazar, who says what he says, that it is Rishus Harabim, is in both cases. You know, it's Machokas, is going to be in both cases. But you might have thought the Chachamim agree over here, Kamashma, they don't agree here. But the Rav Elazar says what he says in all cases. So that doesn't go with Argama. The Tosis gives two answers. Yeshlomer. The Hachi Kamar. This is how you have to understand the Gemara there. Kamash Malan. In other words, the Gemara says Kamash Malan. So what do you think the Kamash Malan is? Kamash Malan, the Chachamim argue over here, which means the Machokis is in all cases. No. We have to reread the Kamash Malan. Kamash Malan, Deich, the Lekachi Fufei Dafka Pligi. The Kamash Malan turns it around completely. Kamash Malan, that the Chachamim argue by Lekachi Fufei, and that's the only place that there is a Machokis. Avoheich, the Ikachi Fufei, but the other case, the case where there's a pegs, Mod Rav Elazar. So you can basically read the Kamash Malan as affirming what Agamar says. That's one text. Not the Pashup Shat in the Gemara, though, right? Pashup Shat, you don't see that in the Gemara. So if you want to reconcile the Gemara, you have to say it like that. Inami, another Teretz, Inachinami, it's a Machokas. That Gemara is not going with the Gemara here, it's going like Rav Papa's Kasha. Inami, I hear Sugya, Rav Papa Docha, Delo Machak. Rav Papa has the question that Rav Elazar ben Yaakov holds that Israel is a rabbin. So he didn't buy the Teretz that was provided in our Gemara, that no, Rav Elazar ben Yaakov would also agree. By the case of Ikachi, we're what? We're Lekachi Fufei. I'm sorry, Ikachi Fufei. That he would agree by Ikachi Fufei that it's not Rishus Harabim. So that Gemara goes like Rav Papa. No, the Machokas is in all cases. And Chanami, you know, Abelazar would still argue that it has been Rishus Harabim in all cases. That Sugya goes like Rav Papa by us. That's what Tosis answers in Ervin as well. Only that Teretz. Tosis in Ervin there. Avo hecha de lika chifuf modi lei kamash malon mashma to Rav Elazar ayir b'di ika chifufe v'iksha riva. Tosis says it's the riva's question. The per kama de Shabbos amin amas kefor avacha b'di avika emar de shamet lei Rav Elazar hecha de lika chifufe hecha de lika chifufe ni shamet lei. We don't have mas kefor, do we? What do we have? We have mas kefor? We do have mas kefor. No. Maskefor Rav Papa. But Rav Papa had the question, Hanichu Rabbanan. What do we have then? Amale, Rav Acha Ben Ravika. So he responds to Rav Papa's strong question. Yeah, right? Amale, Rav Acha Ben Ravika, Emer Deshamale. I'm reading the Tosis in Erevin. Hiksha Riva, the Perakam of the Shabbos, Amrinan. I'm reading from the Tosis in Erevin. Amrinan, in Shabbos, what do we say? Maskifla Rav Acha Ved Ravika. Maskifla. That's strange. He's answering a question, asking a kasha. Unless he's like retorting back. It's also maskif, I don't know. Tosis maybe had a girsa. I don't know, just sing it now. Maskifla Rav Acha Ved Ravika, Emer de Shamedle Rav Elazar, Echadika Kavufa, Echadika Kavufa, Mishamedle. Stama point. Okay, so Tos had maskifla. The Ishloma, the Sugi Dahacha, meaning in Arabian, Kira Papa Dahasa. That's the Teretz that Tosis gives over here, the Inami. Okay, clear? Pashup Shat? No, okay. No, to say just simply that's Tosis Cheshbe here. Okay, Hamoshit Bazorik Chayiv. So now we have, the Gemara concludes with Rav Yochanan, who makes the observation that what? That Rav Ben Azai is Modeh. Is Moda what? Bezorek. That was what Benazir holds, that you're that you're going to be patur. It's only the case of Mahalech, but not in the case of Zorik. In Zorik, he would agree that you'd be chayef. And the Gemara says, Tani na mihachi. A Braisa supports this. Amotzi mechanuskel prate derech stav chayef. So the Tanakhama says, chayef, no matter how it is that you do this hotzah, echad amotzi, echad amachnis, whatever direction, echad azorik, echad amoshit. You're chayef. Even though there was a stuff in the middle. Benazi Omer, it depends. Hamotzi v'amachnis, if it's hotzah or achnasa, and the stuff is in the middle, then pater. Moshe v'azorek would be chayev. Essentially, what is Rav Yochanan coming to say? So we know the answer, right? The answer is that Rav Benazi's shita is based on mahalech ka'ome dami, which therefore is only limited to what? To mahalech. Motzi v'amachnis. It won't apply by zorek or moshe. But Lamaisa, where does that leave Benazai in terms of what we mentioned before? That what? That you have the case of Tzidei Rishus HaRabim in the Mishkan, that there would be Motzi Derech Tzidei. So how could Benazai say that you're going to be Pater if it was the Mishkan? So what does Tosis ask? Vim Tomar, am I Modeh Moshe Bezorek? Knows Benazi seems to be ignoring the fact that it was the Mishkan. So apparently he doesn't use that as a model for us, for whatever the reason. So Tosfos says, so what difference should there be at the end of the day between Moshe Bezorek and Machnis Motzi? Why is Benazi Modeh by Moshe Bezorek? After all, Kevan Dilo Yalif Derech Stav Miderech Tzidei. Le'inyan Mavir, or he changes it, the Bach changes it to what? To Motzi. Since you see that Benazai did not learn Derech Stav to be Chayiv from the Derech Tzidei that we talked about regarding Motzi, so if that's true, Hachinami lo ne'uf mi Zorek Moshe. In other words, there's every reason to patur by Zorek Moshe as well. Namely, the point that Mo was making against the Rabbana. Hey Chash Gachna, where are you going to find a model that you should be chayiv if you go through a makom tur, a karmelis in the middle? And the answer the Gemara arrived at was, we find it. Where do we find it? Because derech tzidei rishus harabim. Manafshah, that issue should have relevance for all cases, not just for motzi machnis from Moshe Zorik. So the fact that you could be chayiv derech tzidei. So does Benazai learn from that, or does he not learn from them? That's essentially Tosa's point. The Gemara is saying that Benazai's Modeh b'Moshe v'Zorek. But Tosa says, look, when it comes to Machnis and Motzi, Benazai says you're Pater. He has a Shita, Mahalech Ka'omei Dami. But what about the fact that the Mishkan, you find the notion of Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, that you can go by Tzidei Rishus HaRabim? So why wouldn't that indicate that you should be chayiv? So he doesn't learn from there. If he doesn't learn from there, then we're back to our question, hey chash gachna. So then you shouldn't learn from there if it's from Moshe Zorik either. Good. It says Tosfos, no. The Shlomar goes like this. The Benazai would look at that case. Mavir derech side nami patur. Tosis in the question was assuming that Mavi Derech Tzidei would be Chayiv, and he doesn't learn Stav from Derech Tzidei. That was Tosis' assumption in the question. That Derech Tzidei would be Chayiv, it was B'Mishkan, it was Mistam, or whatever he said before for the Chachamim. But it's not a good Malamed for the case of Stav. Whatever the reasons, you can distinguish, he didn't learn out from Derech Tzidei. Tosis is now turning the tables. He says, no. Benazai would hold that Mavir Derech Tzidei would be Patur. The very same case that the Chachamim are learning from to the case of Stav, that case itself, Benazai would say, the halacha would be Pater. Af al gav shahaya b'mishka. Why? Because what's Benazai's principle? The concept mishum, the mahalach komedam. So Benazai could steer at that very case and say, the din is your Pater. Derech Tzidei's Pater. Because it went into the Karmelis first, and then you went from there to whatever, to the other Rishus HaRabim. Abu Zorek Umoshit Derech Stav. But now you want to know Zorek Umoshit. So there, Yalef Mi Zorek Umoshit Derech Tzidei. In other words, Zorek Umoshit Derech Tzidei would be what? Would be Chayef. Why? Because there's no reason to pater. Why would Rav Ben Azay pater Derech Tzidei? By Motzi Umachnis. Why? Because of what halacha? Malchomet. So by Zorek Umoshit, the din would be clearly that you'd be chayef. There's no mahalach ka'omid by Zorik Emoshi. So there, he would learn stuff. He would learn stuff from Derech Tzidei. Where Derech Tzidei would be chayef, so Ben Azay can learn from there to stuff as well. There's no difference between a stuff being be'emsa or a tzidei rishazan being be'emsa. The only thing is that when it comes to the case of mahalach, of machnis umotzi, then Ben Azay says that the din of mahalach ka'omid would dictate that even the case of tzidei would also be pater. That's what Tosis is saying. So this is important nekuda that comes out of the sugya according to Tosis. That according to Ben Azay, the very case that the Chachamim used as their paradigm to teach them that Derech Stav doesn't bother me, having it in the middle. Having a stub in the middle doesn't bother me because Derech Tzidei is Chayiv. So Derech Stav is Chayiv. So Ben Azay's response would be, no, I hold Mahalach Ka'omid, and therefore the Derech Tzidei case that you're learning from would in fact be Pasha. But Tosa said before, Mistama, Chen Hayim Mistama B'Mishka. So put two and two together, take the Tosas before, take the Tosas here, and if you want, throw in the Tosas in the beginning, because Tosas already alluded to this earlier in Bishlama. What emerges from the Tosas, and the Maram points out already in earlier Tosas, he references the Tosas by us, that what comes out is that even if something was B'mishkan, Ben Azay could still go with his Shita Mahal Ka'omed and say that you're Pater, on that very case, that was B'mishkan. Where do we see it in the earlier Tosas? Well, the Gemara raises the initial question. So the Bishlam of Ben Azay, and then the Gemara turns on the Rabbanan. So Tosas explained the Arichas of the Gemara's question. Remember the first part of that Tosas? Tosas explains the Tiret Fidachi Kama. Bishlam of Ben Azay, Afilo Mashkachas Kahai Gavna Bimishkan Patur. In other words, the Gemara was accommodating the possibility that we could find a Bimishkan and still justify Ben Azay's Shita by the fact that Mahalach Ka'omid. This is what Tosas essentially says here. That's what Maram references back there to Tosas over here. That at the end of the day, the case of Derech Tzidei, despite the fact that it was B'mishkan, which is what Tosas said in the earlier Tosas, Chein Hayim Mistama B'mishkan, that's not in dispute. There's no machlokas whether you had it B'mishkan or not. It was B'mishkan. But that very scenario that was B'mishkan, Ben Azay would say, would not be Chayav and Shabbos. Now, isn't that strange? Why is it strange? We should know.
Malachas Machshavas is defined, but what was in the Mishkan?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you have cases of Moshe, too, that are very, counterintuitive. Moshe Derech, Rishus Yachid, L'mala Miyud, Kein Hayav B'mishkan. That's the point. That's Koveya. You want to say Mahalach Ka'omid? You can't ski Mahalach Ka'omid if in the face of Mishkan it was B'mishkan. So you should be Chayav. Very strange. Sure.
Isn't this not such a chiddush, though? I mean, we said by Makam Dalet al Dalet already that it was done B'mishkan, that they would be Munach and less than Dalet al Dalet, but that doesn't necessarily mean that comes into the definition of.
We spoke about this. This did come up in the Tosis earlier. It's good for the Chazar now, right? For the Tosis earlier in Dalet and Beis with Rabbeinu Tam, when the Gemara assumes you need Malkum Dalet, the Gemara, the Rabbeinu Tam says it was B'mishkan. But then the Gemara says maybe only Hanacha, not Akira. Where do we lose the point of the B'mishkan? See, just because something was B'mishkan doesn't mean it had to be.
If there's another way that it was done also.
So what you're saying Mishtama, is,
there were in Sidur Shasarabim. That people.
Oh, you're saying two different things. Let me point out. You're not, first thing you're saying is that even if it was B'mishkan, but not everything that was B'mishkan has to be defined as a malacha. You're saying now, a variation of that, you're saying, what was the malacha B'mishkan, the hotza that didn't involve Derech Tzidei? Thing a little different. In other words, back there as well, you can plug it in back there as well, the Malkum Dalet issue. Now, did every single case in the Mishkan, Tosa suggested that that they didn't have necessarily a makom dalid when they did that, when they did the hanacha, because they gave it liyad. Remember the lashon of the Rebbe, the liyad what? Liyad osem lacha. Yes, yeah, so then why didn't Mar think in the beginning that you needed the hanacha? I mean, if they only gave it to the yad, and yad is missing the makom dalid. So we suggested then yesh v'yesh. Now some people gave it liyad osem lacha, and some people gave it to the ground. They put it down on the ground. So the answer is those who were doing leches otzah, the people who put it on the makom dalid, those who gave it to the yad, were not doing otzah. So you don't have to assume that every single person that contributed was doing the quote-unquote leches otzah. That we suggested on our own, that's far. So that's really what the Chassam Sofer says over here. Chassam Sofer says, we could see it, it's mistaver, it's a good pshat, that when we say mistama was mimishkan, does that mean every single individual that was bringing their contribution from their tent to Moshe Rabbeinu, to Osei HaMelacha? We debated that issue. Who did they go to exactly? To Ramban is a whole thing. Remember that? We touched on that. Okay. Agav, the fringe benefit of all this is we have a better pshat in Chumash, a better understanding of Chumash to understand exactly the Metzius by the Mishkan. It's a fringe benefit. But Lamaisa, whatever it was, they brought it to Moshe's tent, to Omoi, whatever. So does that mean every single person went Derech Tzidei? Maybe not. Not every single halicha involved going Derech Tzidei. Not every tent had that area of Derech Tzidei. There were many. So the question now becomes the following. Moshe made a proclamation Was Moshe talking about 100% of the contributions was involved the Hotzah? So every individual who was coming with their contribution was, including those who went Derech Tzidei, were doing Hotzah? Perhaps not. Those who were going Derech Tzidei weren't doing the Melacha, and those who were those that were going Derech Tzidei were not, and those that went straight were. And that's because Benazir would say, Derech Tzidei is Mahal Chomei Dami. So I think that's what the Chassam Sofer says over here. So therefore, Benazir can steer at the case of Derech Tzidei, which was the Mishkan, and still say that you're not Chayiv. I was the Mishkan. The answer is, it doesn't say explicitly that individual that went Derech Tzidei was doing a Melacha. Because not 100% of the people are doing it that way. The Chachamim, who don't hold Mahal Chomei Dami, so therefore for them, we can use the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu said it's a Melacha Hotzah that's being done, don't do it. It's a Melacha. So there's no reason to assume. He wasn't discussing everybody. They don't hear a reason to be Machalik. I mean, just the fact that there was a stub b'em, so the Chum feel, but Moshe Rabbeinu was mistama talking about everybody. That's the default. Mahal Chomei takes away from the default. And that says, no, he was referring only to those people that weren't going Derech Tzidei. That's what I think the Chassam Sofer says when we find it. Ritzarach Loma, see how he puts it. I mean, Tzarach Yishuv, he asks, Kevin the Moda Bezorek Shmamin B'Mishkan, right? Derech Tzidei. When Shekosu Tosis Dim Maschel Midi. Shekain Derech Nota Oholim, Lassus Chifufim B'Yaseidos Oholim. They had their, he explains to us that they had the tents had these little pegs. In Cain Kasha, my time of Potter, the Motzi Mishim Dmarach Ka'omin, Mabakach, Kimin Shoya Kachay the Mishkan. The Ahotzah Zu Nemar, Al Yetze Ishmim Komo, Lo Kudman, the Isho Yasu of Melacha, Halo Moshe, Lamal Miyud, he brings in Moshe. Afagav the Ba'alma who Avim Makam Tur, Moshe, Lamal Miyud. What is it typically going through Makam Tur? Mikomba Kim Shikachay Sabudasan, the Mishkan, Chay Mikoshkin Hacha. What's going on here? Tzarech iyun lechayra, tzarech lomba. Af agav shekain derech ohalim liyoslem chafifos v'yaseidos. That's the derech of tents. Mikol makom, he puts it like this: Ein hechrach shahaya kol ahaleim ken. Every single tent had a peg. A lot of the tents had chifuf. Not all. The old, the oel shahaya lo chifufim efshir shahaya b'chol svivosav. Not, it wasn't necessarily, you know, like a ring all around the tent on every side. The tent could have had different exits. You can go out the exit that has the peg sticking on that wall of the tent. You can go out the other exit and then not pass the area of the chifufe. Hayef shalot says mimen b'tzad achem mibrisha yavo derech stav. The alkeng v'rabbanan the misvara mahalach rav ka'omei dami. The Chacham don't have the default from mahalach ka'omei. the Raya is chayiv over derech stav. We can hear it. Well, tik sheikh askachna. If most tents had it, so why assume that the Moshe's proclamation was referring to the mute of the people? If Mahalik is not co-made, so therefore, that's for the Chachamim. Ach ben Azai, Svirole, Misvara, Mahalik, Ke'omade. L'chein, Nihi Bezoret U'Moshe Chai B'chol Inyan. Because we do find the Mishkan. So that's why Yechayev. The Komag B'motzi, Nomar. We will now suggest, based on the Mahalach Ka'omei Svar, we will now argue the Moshe Ben Olav Hashalom lo kapid ela shelo yotziu meha'ohalim she lo hayolem chifufim. Those were the tents that Moshe was mocked about. The tents that didn't have the pegs, or from the side that didn't have the pegs. It's a brilliant answer, no? And again, we use the similar answer back for the Malkum Dalet issue.
According to Chazon Sofer, why would the Ben Hazai have to be moded by Zorik and Moshe?
Why does he have to? Because there the Chachamim's logic seems more compelling. Why should you assume? You mean, where was the, you want to know this, where was the Zvika and the Mishkan? That's what you're asking. That's what you think you're asking. You're asking something else. Can the Eger ask this question? It sounds like Zorik was the Mishkan. Where was Zorik the Mishkan?
Yeah,
Zorik, Mishus, Yachos, Yisrael was the Mishkan? No, but the Gemara at the end, the Gemara ends up rejecting all that and says that's by the Dalet Amos, Mishus, Arabim. The Gemara says Zvika was it's all going to be Lachmosh Misina. So Kibbe Eger asked this question. I think that's what you're getting to. He says, Tosis concludes, Yalfinan Mizorik Moshe Derech Tzidei. Why is Zorik Chayiv? According to Ben Azai. Because that already he'll learn from Latin Derech Tzidei. So that's assuming that Derech Tzidei applied in the Mishkan, not just for Halicha, but also for Zvika. Right? That's what it sounds like from Tosfos. Yafinan, he'll learn now from Derech Tzidei. What? By Zorik emotion. So where was Zorik Derech? Where was Zorik taking place in the Mishkan? That it was Derech Tzidei. They threw something. They threw. Kibbeke says, Lo yadana, hechan matzino da'ya zvika b'mishkan. Ukaman, b'perek ha-Zorik, tzadiv ha-mbeis, mashma le'ad yadil maskana, lo'aysa zvika b'mishkan. He brings a Rashi, and Davches, it sounds like they would throw the machtin. But he says, I don't understand. We don't find. Now, it's far from Pashit. The Maestro, there's a Mefurish Rashi of Dalet. Mefurish Rashi of Dalet, that there was Zvika B'Mishkan. Which Zvika? From where to where? Let's understand. Where wasn't there Zvika? What is the Gemara discussing on Sadi Vav Amvez that the Gemara ends up not being able to find the case of Zvika? Bishus Harabim, Dalet Amis, we don't find Zvika. That goes into the Halacha Moshe Misinai. Mav Yezorek, Dalet Amis, Bishus Harabim, it's not found in Mishkan. Pilchza Gemirullah. But Zerika, Mirishus Hayachim, Mirishus Harabim, we don't have a Gemara that says we don't find the Mishkan, and that's the Mashmos of the Rashi, the Kibbeh quotes, and some Furish Rashman, Dav Dalet. Mitocha Dvarim, Dimas Chodam Minam, Koyam Olay, Afin Zerik Mimoshit. It's important Rashman for various reasons to take a peek at. But the Rashman says, Dilo yafina nimotzi el zorek mishus hayachid mishus harabim dezvika zu haisa b'mishkan. Of course. Rashba is discussing the Indian that we discussed yesterday and 2 days ago. Mishus hayachid, mishus hayachid derech mishus harabim. It's mamish apella because the Rashba seems to be so himself. The Rashba that we quoted 2 days ago or yesterday, Ervin Lamed Gimel and the Rashba Tzadi Zayin later here takes as a davar pashut. That by Mavir, Meshus HaYachid, Meshus HaYachid, Derech, Meshus HaRabin, what does the Rashba hold? It's not Chayiv. Don't put that into Masa B'nei Kahas, simply not so. That's not what went on by Masa B'nei Kahas. Other Rishonim disagree. Tosafot Rosh seems to say that's Masa B'nei Kahas. The Rashba himself, in this piece, in Dav Dalet, and I think they pointed out, you always show me that they pointed out in the bottom here, it's a Steve and the Rashba. The Rashba is working with the assumption that Mavir, Derech Mishus HaRabin, from Mishus HaYachid, Mishus HaYachid, is Chayiv. But anyway, in that same piece, So the Rashba writes that the lo yafina mimotzi el zorek mishus hayachid mishus harabim dizvikas hu haisa b'mishkan haba mishus hayachid derech mishus harabim hu haisa b'mishkan the lo yafina la mimotzi. In other words, to have a zvika without the din of kuta, if it's l'mal l'miyud, let's say, you would not be able to learn out zorek from motzi because it wasn't the mishkan. By Zvika. But what was the Mishkan by Zvika? Mishus Yahu Shabbat. That Zvika was the Mishkan. So the Kibbeger says, where do we find it? I mean, I don't know where it was the Mishkan, but the Rashba says it was the Mishkan. The best maybe you could say is, I mean, it says that by the Krashim, they were handing them over, but they were Moshe the Krashim from Mishus Yahu from one Agala to the other Mishus Yahu, the other Agala. So it says there in Rashi, why did they hand it? Because they were heavy, and they kovdan, so they couldn't throw it. So it's mashma a little bit from that Rashi that whatever they could throw, they would throw. Whatever materials that they had to pass, they had to get over to the next agola. Some have a gear of kvodan. So then maybe you have to know anything could have that. You have to treat it with respect. But it's kovdan. It's only that which was heavy. And that's I think the Rashi on the Mishnah and Sadivav, right? The last Rashi on Tarivav Mir Aleph. Shekach Haisa Avodos Halavim, it says that what? That Moshitin HaKrashim Yisuzu Avalo Zorkin. Now this is Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaYachid, Derech Rishus HaRabim. But the point being, Rashi says, Einos and Krashim Nizrakos Nekovdan. So it sounds like whatever was heavy, you couldn't throw. Whatever wasn't heavy, you could throw. So could be that there were things that they threw from Mishus Yachid to Mishus Rab, but I don't know. Not Mishus Yachid to Mishus Rab. The Derech Rishus, the Rashba says that they didn't do, but from one Rishus to the other Rishus, we find that they threw. So anyway, so that's what Tosis obviously here holds as well. That's all right. That's what Tosis. So Rabbi Naze will learn out from the Mishkan because there's no reason not to. There's no Mahal Chomed in the case of Zvika, so therefore he'll learn it out from Derech Tzideh. Derech Tzideh as well, I guess, existed, if you have to say, even that. But they did Zvika with Mishkan. Okay, anyway, this was the Chassam Sofer's Pshat. I found that Moshe and Dibris also is troubled with this question. And Rav Moshe has here, he has in Ha'ara Chaf Tes, he has a discussion of the same question. Tosis is basically saying here before that this was the Mishkan. Derech Tzideh was the Mishkan, and nonetheless, Benazai is pattering by Mahalech Ka'om based on Mahalech Ka'om. Why is it different than Moshit? All the questions of the Chassam Sofer, Yeshua.
I'm just confused. Why do we have to say for Tosfos that Zrika was.
Because Tosis says that they was that you learn out by Zrika, you can learn out Derech Stav from Derech Tzideh.
But why couldn't you just learn out that because Derech
Tzideh... Where do you find Derech
Tzideh? Hotzah Derech Tzideh.
Hotzah Derech Tzideh?
So you can learn out that idea that you're allowed to, that you're able to do an Hotzah.
Tosis didn't mean Zvika Derech Tzideh. He meant Hotzah Derech Tzideh.
Right. And a Hotzah doesn't get broken up by the Tzideh.
So what was the Kibbeger's question then, if he never spoke about Zvika Derech Tzideh? The Kibbeger was wondering on our Tosis. He said, where do we find Zvika in Mishka?
I'm saying maybe you can answer.
Yeah, you're saying answer with Kibbeger as well. Yafin, what's the Lashon of Tosis? What's the Lashon of Tosis? What's the Lashon of Tosis? Look at the language. Do benazei mavi derech tzidei nami pater afagab dahi b'mishka mishin demach komedami avol zorek u'moshe derech stav says Tosfos yalef from what? Mizorek u'moshe derech tzid. It doesn't say, like you're suggesting, you learn Zorek u'moshe derech stav from Hotzah derech tzid. He says, Mizorek u'moshe derech tzid. That's why the Kibbeger can ask his question. Where do you find it? And we noted that Rashashir also, I think, comes to answer the Kibbeger's kasha. The Rashashir, you'll see it, that we do find Zorek when Mishus k'Rishus, and even derech tzid in a Mishka. What we don't find is Mishus harab Zvika. But it comes out again, we're back to our question. The Chassam Sofer gave a nice answer to it. That you see, according to Ben Azai, what was b'mishkan would not necessarily be chayiv, because Mahalach Komedami is a reason not to learn out that you're chayiv, even if it was b'mishkan. So Chassam Sofer gave his approach that there were those who went derech tzidei, those who didn't, and there's where Ben Asaya would say that Moshe Rabbeinu was only being masir for those who were going shelo derech tzidei. Derech tzidei, that would not be a malacha, because Ben Asaya says you have malach kaomei. Yeah.
Also, we did the Gemara where we're talking about a person who's zorek rishus loshus and then arba amos and rishus arabim, and we're talking about tolda and an av at the same time.
Yeah.
So I remember we were talking about like what's the av? So, but it's otzah, but it's with zrikas. So, I mean, it sounds like zrika is just part and parcel of otzah. I mean, doesn't that play into that here a little bit?
What's the av? What's the tolda? What does the Gemara sound like?
The av is the zorek rishus loshus.
And what's the tolda?
The zorek da'at amos.
So how can so, and you're saying how can Zorik is it told as well? So how could it be? Why is it called told in Makamav?
Right. So I was thinking that, I mean, this is part of what we're saying, that like if Zorik wasn't the Mishkan, but
it's the Mishkan. That's why you define it as an Av from the perspective of that it was the Mishkan. The fact, but that's the Zorik Mishus Mishus compared to Zorik Dalaram is considered to be an Av vis-a-vis the other thing, which is a told. Yeah, but at the end of the day, it is only a told though. I mean, it is only a told though. I mean. You know, the chiddush of Tosfos, the base of an aleph, is that a tolda of hotza need to be b'mishkan. Because, remember what Tosfos said, why does tolda need to be b'mishkan? By all the other malachas, the tolda doesn't have to be b'mishkan. Because malach drua. So, I don't know how we've answered that. I mean, still, I think it's still a problem. If it's not an av, then why is it more called tolda malcham av? It's not an av. I understand it's, it has mishkan and the other one doesn't have mishkan, But the reason it's Mishkan is for Tosfos says because it's Melacha Grua, so even the Tolda needs to be the Mishkan, but it's still only a Tolda. So I mean, I don't know how we're answering that. Yeah.
According to Rabbi Kibager, if it's not in the Mishkan, so then what is it? It's Pater or it's Halacha Melacha Misinai?
You mean how do you know Zorik Mishus Lishus? If it wasn't the Mishkan, he doesn't know. I don't know. How do we know? It also goes to Halacha Melacha Misinai.
And the assumption is that you'd be Chayav, correct?
Yeah, we all know. Zrika, Mishus, Lishus, is Chayiv. According to Rabbi Kiva, even Kuta can do it for you. So right. Yeah, that's obvious. Yeah, it's interesting. According to Rabbi Kiva, it wasn't a Mishkan, and where does it come from? And Tosis assumes that a Tolda had to be a Mishkan. So what? All Zrika becomes Lacha Moshe Nifina, even the Zrika, Mishus, Lishus. So strange, but it could be, that's what I'll have to say. That is an interesting point to ponder. I agree. Okay, see a lot of loose ends. You can't tie all the loose ends up. It's a limit, you know. You tie one, you open another one. You know? Yeah. But Moshe has this problem too, and he has an interesting approach. I'm not going to read everything here. It's a nice reading. Aruch Haftes on this. He wonders basically for Moshe, and he also wonders the case that we have Masa B'nei Kahas that we discussed the last couple of days. Masa B'nei Kahas, so what do you have here? Example of carrying a Malam Miyud, which is again not typical, it's a Makom Ptur, and Yechayev. Why? Because that's the way it was with Mishka. So why is Ben Asaya having a problem with the case of Derech Stav? Because Malach Komeid, if it was the Mishka, then that should dictate the Yechayev. Just like motion is counterintuitive, and motzi masa is counterintuitive, it's l'mal miyud. But it was b'mishkan, that's the basis to make you chayiv. So why does Ben Asaya look at the case of Sidon and say a pater? It was b'mishkan. So Moshe, so he doesn't quote the Chasam Sefer, I mean, Moshe necessarily, you know, look at Achronim. So he gave the following suggestion. Basically, he wants to say like this, that there's something called malacha, and there's something called tiltel. When you're metaltel in Rishus HaYachid, you don't take it out of the Rishus HaYachid. So we know it's nothing. You haven't done anything. It's not a malach. You're in the Rishus HaYachid. You can move it back and forth all you want. In the corner, to Mizavis, Rizavis, whatever. There's nothing in that that has a shaykhus to malach. It's a little reminiscent of the Ra'ubag. If you go to the Ra'ubag that we discussed yesterday, and you see the larger context there, he's trying to be magdir. Why? Certain things are malachos. You look there, it's very kedai to look at it. You just see the larger, you know, how Rishon speaks about an inyan. You know, so he talks about the inyan of Hotzah and even carrying Rishon Sarabim. He explains there's a certain creative aspect to the fact that you're transporting something to another Rishus, or even within a Rishon Sarabim, you're going Dalad Amesis. He explains why conceptually that's called a malach. You look there, it's worth looking at. Rav Moshe doesn't get into the lachdis. He just says, basically, within Rosh Hashanah Yachid, it's total, it's not a malacha. To the extent that something is a malacha of Hursa, it has to have a shaykhis to Rosh Hashanah Rishus. Rosh Hashanah Yachid to Rosh Hashanah Rab. So what he wants to say is that all the other cases, even though there's a chiddush, obviously, by Moshit, you're going a Mal Miyud, but Lamaisa, the Mal Miyud is Mal Miyud of Rishus Arad. So I don't know if this goes with the Rashba that we saw yesterday, quite honestly. He wants to say there's no Shaykhis to Rishus Arad, it's above Rishus Arad. But he doesn't say that. He just says there's some connection to Rishus Rishus idea, which is Me'en Malach. Tiltu chafatzim is not a malacha. It's mufka from the notion of malacha. So therefore, if they were walking in the chaser mishkan, which was Rishus HaYachid, and moving things around, I'm not going to create a whole new idea that is usher because they did it in mishkan. If the whole essence of what they're doing doesn't smack from malacha, it's not usher. I was in mishkan, so what? So all those other things. It's true that there's an element of chidush to it, but there is still an association with malacha. Therefore, when it comes to Benazai, because Benazai has a shita called Mahalcha Omidami, so essentially when you go into Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, which is a Carmelis, and then you go from there to the Rishus HaRabim, and you didn't stop, but Mahalcha is Ka'omid. So it's not treated as one integrated act. It's separate acts. You did an act of bringing something from a Rishus HaYachid to a Tzarmelis, and you were only there, which means you were not Mishana Rishus. You didn't go from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim. And then you did an Akira in that Rishus, and you went to Rishus HaRabim. So therefore, because Mahalcha is Ka'omed, there's nothing in what I have here that should be defined as Malacha. The Nimtza read it in the last paragraph. The Nimtza lefizeh sherak mashahaya b'mishkan hatilturim me'rishus hayachid rishus harabim ve'ipcha shelamadnu me'akroi shehu melacha shayach shuv l'merach v'mishkan ofen achiyu behem when it's chay aval lo hatilturim shahaya b'mishkan shelo rishus harabim she'en ze'in melacha kral u'mitam zeh im haya b'mishkan tilto me'rishus hayachid l'makam tur. Each tilto is not a tilto that's defined as a malacha tilto. Kevin says over Ben Azai that Mahalch Af Velo Amad Mamish who ka'omed she'en memela harbe ma'isim she'kom ma'isa who rak tiltu ba'alma. Each it's this discrete act. Each one king being tiltu. Go shayach lemela af shehu melacha af shayach ze b'mishkan. Dehevi derach tzid rishus harabim chatzir ha'mishkan l'tzidei u'mitzid rishus harabim k'mo she'en l'meidem imishkan she'ya melacha metalte ha'tiltu b'rishus ha'yachid gufei. Suppose they were metalte b'rishus ha'yachid itself, mishkan. We're not going to create a new iser to do such a thing because there's nothing in that should be defined in terms of being a melacha. What about the case of Dalet Amis b'rishus harabim l'mal mi'asara masa b'nei kahas? Oh, so he wants to say the following for it. So what about Masa B'nei Kahas? By Moshit, we said, what's the difference? By Moshit, there is a Shaykhis to Rishus HaRabim. Here he says, Dalet Amas B'Rishus HaRabim Hilchus HaGemirila. What's the Hilchus HaGemirila? Back again to earlier Tosis. What happened to Mahalch Ka'omet? What's the answer? No, let Mahalch Ka'omei did not speak to the case of Dalet Amas B'Rishus HaRabim. Hilchus HaGemirila overrides that, Tosis pointed out. D'lo mischashe Mahalch Ka'omei. L'havi memela Ka'omei. No, he's asking, let it be like a discrete, you know, you didn't really carry it, the four Amas. No, you don't, by Dalet Amas, you don't say that. So therefore, those cases are chayiv, based on what you have in Mishkan, but the case of of Derech Tzidei, even though it was B'mishkan, would not be chayav. That's what Moshe's approach. Again, some Sefer's approaches I think is solid as well, but here's another way to think about it. Again, both of these approaches could perhaps have relevance back to the question of Makom Dalid, in terms of the Gemara originally thinking that you have a requirement of Makom Dalid for Hanacha and Akira, and one pshat was based on Mishkan, and then the Gemara turns around and says, only Akira needs Makom Dalid, Hanacha not. What happened to Mishkan? So you have to, you know, kind of consider a similar type of a question. If it was the Mishkan, so Makom Dalid, so why wouldn't that be required? So it could be not every case was Makom Dalid, or maybe Makom Dalid was incidental, but that's, if the Gemara feels that it's not really necessary, so then it's irrelevant that it was Makom Dalid. It happened to be Makom Dalid. Along the lines of Rav Moshe over here, I think you can perhaps take these two approaches and try to, you know, to probe an issue of Makom Dalid, when the Gemara originally thought there's a requirement Makom Dalid for Akira and Anacha, and the Gemara turns around and says only Akira, not Anacha. Okay. How does the sugya now end up? So we have Benazai, we have the Chachamim. Who do we paskin like? Such a simple question. Who do we paskin like? So most Rishonim say we ought to paskin like the rabbin, halacha kerabbin, halacha kechachamim. The frat that Rav Yochanan, who holds mefanech hafatz of mitzavos luzavos v'nimlach ve'otzion, is going to be patur, and that should not square with Ben Azai, because according to Ben Azai, you, based on sugin suvis, you consider to have done a new akira subsequent, and therefore you should be chayiv. And if we hold like Rav Yochanan, so Rav Yochanan therefore is not like Ben Azai. The problem is, of course, the Rif. The Rif quotes the name of Rav Yochanan over here that says Mod Ben Azai Bezorek. So the Rishonim assume from the Rif that the Rif is trying to tell us a secret that you should know. We pass like Ben Azai. That's why Rav Yochanan is commenting on Ben Azai. Why would he comment? Why is it his business? We don't hold like him anyway, because we hold like him. And then they jump on the Rif. The Rush jumps on the Rif, and the Ran jumps on the Rif, and the Rashba jumps on the Rif. Poor Rif. Everyone is very upset with him. How come he paskins like the? How come he paskins like Ben Azai? Yeah, there's a lot to say here. I'm not going to say everything. There's a lot of ways, Lamdish approaches, Balbatish approaches. Just you should know that there's a lot to say about a lot of Torah on this question. Just to point out one thing, on the bottom of the Rashba, they already have a yishu for the Rif, a simple answer, which is what the Bach says, basically, also in Shulchan Aruch. Beis Yosef says something similar. The Bach says something like they bring on the bottom of the Rashba. The Rashba is one of those who's bothered by the Rif, right? So, let's just see it. The end of the sugya. He says, the Kaimalan, says the Rashba, Kerabbanan, the Mahalach Lav Ka'omeid, Ba'afagav, the Amr of Yochanan, Moda Ibn Azzi, the Zorek, Lav Lamema, the Sphile Kavase, Elope Rushehu, the Kamifarishle, Vilelo Sphirele. He's just explaining Ben Azzi. The Tedalach, the Rabbi Yochanan, Gufehu, the Amr, and Fanachabat, Mizabis, Lizabis, Nelch, with Sian Patr, Vilo Ben Azzi, Chayat, the Bin Hedjibik Suis, Perke, Unaris. ועוד בהדיות יעשים ביושלמי, אמר ביוחנן פנחפוצים, 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 דרך כמה יש חייף, והתאמה, he says, מן הרב אלפסי, שכסוב הלוהד בן עזי, הלוהד אמר ביוחנן מהודוי בן עזי בזורק. On the bottom of the page of the Rashba, in the Kovitz, they bring, I don't know who this is, Shmuel Halevi. And you'll find this in the Bach, Simen Shin and Vav, this same approach. This is one of a whole wide array of Yeshuvim for the Rif. What does he say? Why is the Rif? Basically, he conceives the point. The Rif did not really mean to paskin like Ben Azzi. But the Rif still felt it's relevant to quote Moda Haya Ben Azzi Bezorik of Yochanan's statement. Why? Nirali, Shekosva, he wrote it, Lo Dienu, the Puktayu de Rabbanu Ben Azzi was by Mahalik. By saying Ben Azzi is Moda by Zorek, we figured out that the machlokas therefore would be by Mahalech, and now of course halacha kechachamim. What would be the alternative? If I wouldn't know that Moda ben Azzi by Zorek, what could I argue? Shelo tomar that really be Mahalech kuliam lo pligi de kaomidami. Maybe everyone agrees to this wild yisrael kol Mahalech kaomidami. The chacham agree as well, and the machlokas therefore would not be by Mahalech. Here everyone agrees that you're pater, because it's kalmidam. Ubezorek hu depriyi. And the machokas is by Zorek. And what's the machokas going to be about? The time of the Menaza, you can tell me why? Kuta. Very good. The time of the Menaza, Mishim de Kuta, Mishon Chatan. That's what I might have said. That's what's going on. Machokas. Derech Stav is a machokas in Kuta. We know where there's arguments about Kuta. So therefore, Kamash Moran, no, Bezorek Moda Menaza. If you're Menaza Moda Chai, the Ravke Kuta Damya. So therefore, where does it shift the machokas over to? Hilkach? So which now tells us that whether Rabbanan hold, that's what the Bach says as well. So the Rif didn't really mean anything too worth shaking here. He just wanted to mention it so that you can figure out that the Machokis is indeed a Machokis by Mahalach Kolme. Of course we'd hold Mahalach is not Kolme. As I said, there's a lot more to say in the Rif, but Old Chazon Lamoed, right? You learn this again. To know that there's a lot of Torah on this Inyan and the Rif, Shitas the Rif. Yeah.
Doesn't the Brisa say Hamotzi though? Why would you think that Daf Bet Zorek?
Why would you think that the Brisa? No, but Rabbi Yochanan comes along and said it. Now the Brisa supports Rabbi Yochanan, but all of this is because before this we only had the Brisa stuff. The Brisa stuff Motzi Mechnes Lepatia. Motzi could mean you're saying Motzi sounds like it's not Zorek. I mean, unless Motzi could be away. How you Motzi? You Motzi with Zrika. Yeah, you don't like it. You don't like it. The Russian is motzi.
Maybe it's kuta v'yad.
Kuta v'yad. You're getting into that issue. No, but if it's kuta v'yad, then what are you going to say? So why by mahalech would there be no? Would there be? I mean, by mahalech, everyone agrees you're part of good smalch kolme. You could also so.
Because of
Kuta. You can say both.
You can say you would think the Machokas when Gothman is about Kuta.
No, but we're saying you would have said Machokas, everyone agrees Machokas is what? It's Ka'ome. And it's also. Yeah. I think it's going to work. Yeah.
Why didn't he just say that if we didn't know Ben Azar was motivated by Zorik, so couldn't it have just been possibly a Machokas and Matthias that Ben Azar just thought it wasn't in the Mishkan? So therefore. Meaning both of them agreed to Mahalcha Omid, but it was in the Mishkan. For the Chacham.
It was the Mishkan or not, okay? Yeah, but then why is that significant? Why is that relevant? We hold the Chacham anyway. You have to say that there's a reason for the Rif to pass, to bring Rabbi Yochanan's statement. It's relevant for us. We have to know this because based on this, we have to know how to be Noach. So if it's relevant to know what the Machokas is about, so now I know. Now I know the Machokas, now I know we pass the Chacham and where we pass the Chacham. If I don't know this, I could say the Chacham agree Mahalach Kolme. So that's why it's relevant.
That's what I'm saying also.
You're saying the same thing. They're really Mahalach Kolme, but they're arguing about whether it was the Mishkan.
Right.
Yeah. So what would that mean?
So even though for the Chachamim Mahalach Kolme, but it was in the Mishkan. So it was in the Mishkan. But then Azai wasn't
why
in the Mishkan.
So the Chacham say Yechayev because it was the Mishkan.
Right.
So at the end of the day, you always can
but
be
in other areas anyway. Of halacha.
Whatever areas, in other words, you know, it can have all kinds of ramifications. Mahalach Kolme, like the sugging suvis and so on. Here, okay. Okay, I want to mention just a couple of small things regarding the Tosis and earlier. Okay, a couple of things. We'll see what we can say in a few minutes. The Tosis Hasaf that we dealt with at length. So the first thing we brought into that Tosis was Rabbi Kiva Eger's Ha'ara, that the Tosis here, Tosis Kobeis, are not compatible. Now, I think I left something not so clear. When I originally brought in the discussion with Kiva Eger, so I also brought in the question of the Rashba too. The Rashba raises the same question. What was Tosis' question? Let's again shift gears, go back to the earlier Tosis. Tosis says, let's use the mussel to prove the case of Stubbis that you're chayiv in the case of Motzi, Moshit, Mavir, Derech, Lamalamir. So that means that you see that even though you're going through a Makom Patur, you're still chayiv in the end. So that should show that the case of Stubb, you're also chayiv. That was Tosis' question. So Rabbi Kivega's question was, on Tosis Kubbeis, it seems, that Tosis says that when you have a Hanacha Lamala Meyud, you're Chayiv. Because Lamala is like Lamata. So So then it comes out that's not like our Tosis. Tosis here is assuming that Lamala is not Lamata, but you went through Makom Torah and then you did Hanacha Lamata. Okay, so that sounds like Tosis and I are compatible. So then we went on to say, but really, let's understand, the Rashba is of the opinion earlier, that earlier, that the din of Masav Nekahas, so he brought those who hold that even if you did a Hanacha on somebody else, Lamala Miyud, you're chayef, because it's considered as if it were on the ground. It's like Rishus HaRabim. The person's Rishus HaRabim. He's on Rishus HaRabim. The Rashba felt that's not so. But the Rashba felt that if you yourself would stop, even if the chayfetz is above Yud, you'd be chayef. That goes into the Lima of Masa B'nei Kahas. And he explains, Lamala is like a mata. So the chayfetz is Lamala. If you stop, it's as if it would be Lamata. And then we had the third Shita, Tosis and Erevin. Maybe the Rashi's mashba that way on Daf Tes, even though it's maybe a contradiction of two Rashi's, but there are shitas that we've shown him that you have to ultimately do Hanacha Lamata Miyud. Hanacha's gufo is also not enough. Those are the three shitas. But according to the Rashba, that you have Hanacha's gufo, and through that, it's Hanacha's chefetz, and it's still a Malam Miyud, but it's as if it's Lamata Miyud. So again, so what's the Rashba asking over here that this should be comparable to the case of Stav? Stav, it's in a Makom Torah in the middle. Here, when you stop, it's the chepetz is considered to be, it's a Makom Chiyuv. So we suggest it, but the Rashba agrees that if you won't stop, if you do Hanacha on the chepetz, it has to be brought down below. So we said maybe Tosis means the same thing. Tosis agrees that if you stop, the Hanacha of Lamala is good enough. But if you stop, that's one way to have Hanacha. Hanacha's gufo. But there's another way. Hanacha's chefetz. There, Tosis holds, like the Rashba, you have to bring it down below. Tosis is bringing that case. So in that respect, Tosis here does not have to be pinned down to Tosis and Erev. Okay. Now that could be so. Tosis here could be more like the Rashba as opposed to Tosis and Erev. But I want you to realize that doesn't really resolve Rabbi Kivega's kash from the Tosis Kubbeis. Because as we noted, the Tosis Kubbeis, the pashtas, the hanacha that you have over there, is what kind of hanacha? Hanacha's chevetz or hanacha's gufo? The person has in his mouth, the Tosis discusses the hanacha is the bria. It's the hanacha's chevetz. So Tosis in Kubbeis would seem to be assuming that even on the Hanachas Chefetz, it can be Lamala Miyud, and it's Dino Kilomat. In other words, Tosis Kubbeis will be consistent with which Shita that is shown in? The Ikam Ravusa that the Rashba quoted in Daf Hei. So I'm not really resolving the two Tosis. Even if I'm explaining Tosis over here a certain way, that it can go like the Rashba as opposed to the more extreme Shita, that you mamish always need a Hanacha, Lamata Miyud, whatever Hanacha might be, Tosis might agree that you need a Hanacha on the chayfetz lamata miyud, but on the guf, Tosis might agree that you could simply stop and it could be up in the air, but it's still not going to work with Tosis and Kubbeis. And I found the Chazon Ish in Siman Samach Beis takes for granted that Tosis and Kubbeis goes like the Ika Miravusa of the Rashba, not like the Rashba himself. So it really means that there is sort of a discrepancy between the two Tosis. That's point number one. Okay, but now point number two in this Tosis, and I found a very nice svar which I want to give credit to Yosef and Machav into this. Machaven to the svar, and it's a svar that was mentioned by a great Rosh Hashiva, Rav David Pavarsky, with a Sefer Yeshua's David. I took it out of the library, so I can see it inside. In Siman Lamed Vav, in the middle of the piece, he says this pshat in Tosis, which is a very interesting pshat. Namely, what I just told you right now, pshat in Tosis, is that Tosis kasha, in order that it should fit with the case of Stav, Tosis is asking from what example of Hanacha that you Hanachas Chefetz, because it went through a Makom Torah, and for Hanacha, and you have to do Hanacha Lamata Miyud, and from the perspective of the Chefetz, the only way you can have Hanacha on the Chefetz, not through Hanachas Gufo, Hanachas Chefetz is by bringing it down Lamata, and it still went through a Makom Torah. And maybe for the Rashba as well, that could be the Pshat Nakash. He wants to say the following lines. even if you want to understand the kasha of Tosis and the Rashba, that the kasha would even be within a case of anochas gufa, which means essentially what? You can stop, and the chefetz is above yud, and it's as if the chefetz would be below. And nevertheless, you can be chayiv, because lamala is equal to lamata. So then at first glance, lamala miyud is a makam Torah or a makam chiyuv? It's a makam chiyuv. If you're maniach lamala miyud, you're chayiv. So what kind of kasha do you have here that this should shed light on the case that we had of going through derech stav? Derech stav, it's a makam tur. Here, you're chayiv because it's a makam chiyuv. What kind of kasha is it? Right, that's the problem. So he says, fantastic svara. He says, the halacha that you're chayiv, because it's as if it's lamata miyud, is directly a function of the hanacha at the time of the hanacha. When you're maniach, through whether it means you stopped, and now it's considered as if it would be nach lamata, and it's chayiv, it, at that point, the chayfetz is considered to be at rest as if it were below. So at the time of the hanacha, the lamal miyud converts and is defined as a makam chiyuv. But during the time that you are in transit with it, while it's in the ear, lamal miyud, while you're being maverit, while you're walking, that area of lamal miyud is totally defined as a makam tur, not a makam chiyuv. It's only with the hanacha, with your stopping, that we can say that it has arrived lamata in Rosh Hashanah. With the hanacha, it's considered to be munach in Rosh Hashanah. But while it's passing through the air, lamal miyud, what is it? It's a makam tur. So therefore, at the end of the day, you have here what to teach us about the case of stav. Because it comes out that this thing was going through a matzav. It was a twilight zone. It went through a situation that being through a makom tur, which at the end of the day, with the hanacha, that defines itself as a makom chiyuv. But you can't erase the history here. Through the havara itself went through a makom tur. When Tosis says, and here it's a little bit more of a lumdish reading of the words of Tosis, look at the words of Tosis. Tosis says, Moti Moshe Mavir Derech Mal Miyud Chayev Afa Gav Di'i Havi Manech Le Lamal Miyasar Patur. Literally, it sounds like Yavi Manech Le means at the time, if you'd be Manech Le, meaning when you'd be Manech Le, you'd still be Patur. So if take Tosis here, like Tosis in Erevin, or the way we read Tosis, that it means on Hanachas Chayfetz, it's literally true. Literally true. Yavi Manech Le Hanachas Chayfetz, you'd be pata. It has to be literally below you. The way we're saying now, Tosis could agree that when you're manach rei, it becomes chayiv as a makam chiyuv. It's as if it were lamata. But what Tosis will mean is that if it be manach rei in the freeze the frame of the status of this. Imagine you would do hanacha in the while it has a shame makam tur, while it's traveling through. It's a lavdish reading of the Tosis. That's what he says. So that's what Tosis means. You have in manach lamal me'asara, while it's now labeled as a makam tur, while you're going through it, that'll be pater. At the end of the day, it all comes together, and indeed it is in fact a hanacha lamata miyud, based on that with the hanacha, that itself makes it a makam chiyuv. But while it's happening, it's in fact a makam tur. That is more or less what he wants to say. That whole lumbus only kicks in with the hanacha, so it's munach al aretz. But the havar was the matzav shel p'tur. Di'avi manach nami ba'osu matzav hayapater. If you try to plug in a hanacha to a classification of being makom p'tur, you couldn't have it. So that's enough. Our kasha. No, as long as Tosfos has enough to raise the kasha that you see that stav is p'tur. You see stav is chayav because it went through a situation of being a okay. It's a darker stick of svar. But again, Yosef, you're machav into it, correct? As you said the other day. So. I want to acknowledge that far. I would say more on Dalet Amis, but I think I want to leave a little time for Chumash. Just in Dalet Amis, I'll just tell you, Bekitz and Nimrats, well, in terms of, it wasn't clear yesterday, in terms of the Svaras of Dalet Amis, according to the Baal Amor, it's a Geder of Hotzah, but you can understand it two ways. Either the Pshat is it's a Hotzah, the last instant that it crosses over to the end of the, after the Dalet Amis, that's the Hotzah, just like by Hotzah Mamish. What's critical is the Shini Rishus. That's one way to learn the Baal Amor. Another way to learn the Baal Amor is it's a Shini Rishus in the sense that it went from here to there. It relocated. That was the way that the Tosfos Chaim was magdir within the Ralbag. It's not that what's critical is the last second. It is the fact that it was here and through you it went to a place which is 4 amos away. It's a different way of formulating the Baal Amor. Within Rav Chaim too, I think there's two ways to understand. Rav Chaim said that the entire process of the Dalet Amis is itself a Cheilg of Machayev. So the Pasha Pshat, you say it's like Chatzi Shir. So it's like, you know, you ate half a piece of Chalev, half a Kizai of Chalev, and then you have the whole Chalev. But if that's literally what Chaim meant, then it's hard to know what the Gemara was saying here, that you would use this as a basis to learn out to the case of Stav. After all, over here, it's Mamish, Chiyav is, this is a, itself right now, the Chiyav is happening, it's manifesting. How could that be a riot to the case of Stav? So one way to answer, I think to me, it feels like the answer would be that it's true, it's all part of the Mechayev, but only after you get to Dalit. It's like I have 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, and suddenly I have everything. In other words, once I have the 4 Amis, I have the Mechayev, that what was going the Chiyuv is not just the last second, or not the Shini Rishus, but the entire process. But the process is not anything until it gets finished. So therefore, that's why pachas midalat amis is mutter midaraisa, and chacham will make in many situations. It's half of the shear of the malacha. No, it's nothing until you get to everything. I think that's another way to tweak Rav Chaim's svara. Okay, in 4 minutes. Okay.